you've ever attended one of the free lectures at the Elder Bay Institute of Aesthetic Enlargement, you know that continuing education flourishes on the erudite South End. For those of you who have cable TV, you probably feel like you don't need to take advantage of the Institute's seminars, tutorials, and lectures offered to the public. Not when you can get every episode of every series made since Milton Berle brought enlightenment to America through the magic of television. But of course you'd be wrong, and that's why, no doubt, you read old Skeeter, make sure you aren't missing anything of real and lasting importance. Professor Dymbolsky spoke the other night to a packed audience in Macrame Hall. His topic was politics, and specifically, democracy post-Citizens United. The good professor walked us through the Supreme Court case that opened up campaign finance into corporations and explained how freedom of speech for big business was as important as free speech for us South Enders. Maybe more so, Professor Dymbolsky said. They represent all their employees, not just the board of directors. Why shouldn't their votes be tied to profit? The more successful a company, the more votes they should be given. In fact, he stated, I'll go you one further. Why not peg the ballot to profit? Not just for the corporation, but to the individual. We value success, do we not? Well then, doesn't it make logical sense to give those at the top with proven track records more votes than the poor fellow scraping by at the bottom? Well, pandemonium nearly broke out in the hall. Most of us in attendance could see we weren't going to receive extra votes under the Dymbolsky democracy chart. In fact, if we were following him correctly, he might recommend eliminating us from the voting rolls altogether. Admittedly, and Jerry from the arena did just that, half of us don't bother voting anyway. And that's in a presidential election. Off year, I suspect most of us don't even know there is an election. Although ballots come in the mail, it maybe look like another credit card application. Well, food for thought, I guess. The rich getting extra votes. Like the professor said, they already buy the election with contributions, lobbyists, and inside leverage. Wouldn't it just be better, more honest, more transparent to just get it out in the open? Billy Farthmore, a bag boy at the plaza making minimum wage, asked why the rich wouldn't look out for their own interests if they had all the votes. Professor Dymbolsky shook his head sadly. My dear boy, they do now. But who better to make policy than the winners? We all chuckled appreciatively. I don't know if the professor changed any minds, but worst case, we wouldn't have to follow presidential politics for years prior to every election. Out of our hands, out of our minds. Better, I guess, than class warfare.